A new survey has shown that something I found really surprising when it comes to Australians and their relationship with news. Amongst other things, apparently we are sick of it. Is this you? Have you reached peak news? Have you started turning it off more than you used to? Are you finding yourself getting frustrated or affected by the news? Love to hear this morning, 1-800-222-774. The new study is the Digital News Report. It does more, obviously, than tell us that we're getting tired of the news. It also shows us that we don't really trust the news that we engage with. So what's going wrong? Dr. Caroline Fisher is the project lead of this report. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi.
What do you think? More than the global average, Australians are worried about fake news.
Yeah, that's interesting. We asked this question last year as well, and we had a similar result, but we seem to be more concerned about it than the other 37 countries in the survey. Why are we more concerned about it? I'm not sure. I think that we get a lot of news coverage about fake news, particularly about fake news and foreign interference in the US political system. We get a lot of US news here, and I think that, you know, I think that people who are engaged in the news and are online are very aware of those debates. So I think that that has really informed people's, you know, concern about fake news.
Has it changed our behaviour?
Yes, it has. And that's actually the good news. I mean, the report always has a bit of good and bad news in there for the news media. And I think one of the really good news stories out of this year's report is the fact that there is evidence that people who are concerned about fake news are doing something about it. And we asked people whether or not they were, you know, checking sources against other sources, to, you know, to see whether or not the content was comparable, whether or not they were steering away from less reputable brands and moving towards more reputable brands and things like that. And the evidence is that there is a section of the news, you know, consumer population that is doing that. And I think that's a really positive sign.
So when we think about that as well, do our different demographics do it differently? Are kids more agile when it comes to checking sources, or where do we see?
Yeah, completely. So it's interesting, actually, because when you look across the generations, and we sort of did a generational analysis in this year's report. So when you look at people who are 73 plus, age 73 plus, so our older news consumers, they're the most concerned about fake news, but they're the least likely to sort of fact check online. And I think that's a reflection of the fact that there are a lot of very savvy online older news consumers, but on the whole as a group, they're less digitally, you know, literate and confident. And whereas our younger people, the Gen Zs, they're also quite concerned about fake news, but they are the most likely to fact check. And I think, again, that reflects the fact that they're nimble online, they're very confident in their digital skills.
But not all news is created equally, surely. Caroline Fisher, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. The ABC is a highly regarded news source.
Yeah, it's most trusted. It has been for the 5 years we've been doing the survey, so that hasn't changed.
And that's obviously it's an interesting point too, as is the question around what is news. How do you, what's your boundaries for that?
Look, this survey is looking at traditional news brands ultimately, and I think though it's a really good question. And as a researcher, as an academic in this field, I think that is the kind of the question for our area. You know, what is news? And it's really clear that when we ask people about, you know, what news sources are they accessing, there is a section of the participants who, you know, who always tick other. And you're thinking, okay, well, what is this other? You know, clearly people are getting information from a range of sources, increasing number of, you know, places you can get information from, not just news organisations. And so I think for a lot of people, that, you know, traditional definition of news that we've always seen as traditional news reportage, yeah, I think that's really blurring. And it is, you know, it is an issue that we, as academics, are studying. And in this survey, I think it's something that we really have to think about trying to address somehow.
What I started off talking about and I'm very interested in is that more than anywhere else in the world as well, we are getting sick of news. I'd love to hear if that's your experience. 1-300-222-774. Give us a call this morning and let us know. Have you got to the point where you're over it? We've actually got a text here from G in B-Rat. He said, that's me, JP, religious news consumer for over 30 years, but over it. Maybe because it's always on, so seems all the same. same, same. This is fascinating in terms of our fatigue of news. Why do you think, firstly, Australia is above every other in that regard?
Well, look, I think, you know, we've got to be a little bit cautious about saying we're completely worn out by it, et cetera. In fact, we asked a couple of questions. We asked two specific questions this year. One was about avoidance. Do you ever avoid news? Do you sometimes, occasionally or often avoid news? And that has gone up. You know, we asked that in 2017. We asked it again this year. And there's been about a 6% increase in the people who say, yep, I avoid news, you know, sometimes, often or occasionally. So, you know, so clearly there is an increase in people, you know, choosing to turn off. But that's, you know, they're not turning off all the time. They're turning off at specific times.
But it's a large group, though, isn't it? 62%. It's big.
Yeah, it is. It is big. But look, you know, I study news. I've worked as a journalist. It's my field of research, and I turn off too. I mean, sometimes you do just need a break. And so I don't think it's unusual. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to turn on and listen again. So I wouldn't get too alarmed about it. But I think the fact that the number is increasing, it does reflect, though, that I think there is a sense of fatigue for some. But we did specifically ask this question: are you worn out by news? And the thing that was interesting
was that
about
the actual question.
Yeah,
good question.
Yeah. But and to be honest, this is probably the finding that surprised me most, was that people, 28% said, yes, I am worn out by news. 25% said, I am not worn out by news. And then there was, you know, sort of 50% in the middle who said, nah, neither worn out, not, you know, or worn out. So, but I was surprised. I expected to, you know, given the avoidance figure, I expected many more people to say they're actually worn out by it. Now, the people who are worn out by it, though, are the people who are the most interested and who use it the most.
Pretty much our audience, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's right.
We have an audience that are highly engaged, and I'd love to hear from you. 1-300-222-774. Have you reached a point in your life where you've got sort of peak news time and you've had to kind of turn it off here and there? We'd love to hear why. Why do you think it is as well, Caroline? I mean, obviously we would look at some features like the fact that everywhere we turn now, we have news at our fingertips. Mm. It's 24 hours. That means also not only is it available 24 hours, but the coverage can sometimes be thinner than it used to be.
Look, absolutely. And I think that, you know, one of the things that this report reflects, I think, you know, we've been doing it for 5 years, but in that time, there's been a real, degrading of the economy of news. You know, I mean, we've seen closures and job losses and that has an impact on the depth and breadth of news. I mean, you know, we saw before the takeover of Fairfax, you know, we saw that suddenly, you know, stories that used to, you know, they were being shared across all of the mastheads. There was less originality in each of the mastheads. There was less, you know, diversity in the content, even just within that stable of newspapers. So I think that's right.